Good. I think we have a nice, good group here. And a number of you have worked with Stu before, so I'm not going to bore you with all the details, but I will tell you, there is a rumor that Stu practices corporate law. And he works with technologies, software, life sciences, business services, alternative energy, and financial services. He also represents private equity and venture companies. Within his firm, where he's a partner at Goodwin Procter & Moore, he is chairman of Goodwin Procter's corporate department between 1991 and 1995. He was chair of the hiring committee. He was a member of the executive committee and the allocations committee. He currently chairs the firm's incubator initiative, and maybe you can tell the group a little bit about that. And he leads the firm's initiative in expanding into Asia, and maybe you can tell the group a little bit about that. He is an outside general counsel, and he counsels boards of directors and management teams. His transactional practice focuses on many of the things that the people around the table were talking about: mergers, acquisitions, private equity, recaps, etc. Stu serves as a member of the President's Leadership Council at Dartmouth College and as Chairman Emeritus at the Buckingham Brown and Nichols School. He serves as a member of the Board of Fellows of the Harvard Medical School, and he frequently lectures in the fields of corporate governance and mergers and acquisitions at MIT's Sloan School of Management. So welcome, and if you could put this in your pocket.
Before we do any substance today, I do want to remark about one transaction that was mentioned as we wandered around the room, mentioned by Don, because I think it's one of the transactions which, after 32 years of doing deals, I'm most proud of, and it's a great story. So I'll tell the story quickly before we do our tutorial. I'll get it about half right, but I'm sure Don can correct me. So, back in the day, before I was born, a company was founded in Watertown that made devices sat on top of elements of the electric utility grid. And it measured the efficiency of transformers and all. The founder of that company left the stock in trust to two major universities in the Boston area, Tufts University and Wesley College, where Don was for a long time chairman of the board. And at the time the founder passed away, they weren't worth anything. Really had kind of minimal revenue, hadn't figured out their actual business to have turned into a huge profit-making venture. And so, at the time the founder passed away, he left it in trust with explicit instructions for the trustees to maintain the independence of the company in perpetuity. And nobody really cared because the company wouldn't live it. Well, fast forward several decades, and a management team along the way came up with the magic elixir. The magic elixir was this component, and turned into an industry standard by sharing the information. So if Ken used a GE transformer and Oleg used a GE transformer, and you looked at the data for your transformer, you knew a little bit, but you knew a lot more if you were able to compare data across users. And so they became, by sharing data among their customers, they became the industry standard. And about 3 or 4 years now, just before the recession, the trustees decided enough is enough, because the company had gotten quite valuable. And we went into court and had the judge reform the will of the founder to allow for the sale of the company. We hired a banker, we sold the company for $330 million, the result of which was that the endowment at Leslie was quadrupled.
Thank you.
great company and a great story, if nothing else. Not the purpose of our visit, but seeing stuff that brought back memories, and it shows you how you can make a buck and still do good, because it's wonderful for those universities to have been able to enhance their endowment through a transaction that worked. So let me tell you the curriculum for today. Larry asked me to think about what I could teach you in the world of fiduciary duty and what directors' jobs are. And we decided to take the most challenging route possible and to look at a public company situation. And I'm going to replay for you a training program that I did for a major technology.
I would assume. I could do it.